This song is called Luna de Xelajú, which translates to Moon of Xelajú. Xelajú is the Maya Quiché name for the city of Quetzaltenango in western Guatemala. This song by Paco Pérez is very popular, and although this is the instrumental version, basically any Guatemalan will be able to recognize it. The lyrics of the original song talk about the artist who is sad because his lover left his hometown, so he talks to the moon to comfort him. This version, however, does not have lyrics and is played with an instrument called marimba. So what is the marimba and why is it important? The marimba is a wooden xylophone-looking instrument, and it was declared Guatemala's national instrument in 1978 and a national symbol in 1999. The marimba is popular all over the world, but nowhere so loved as in Guatemala. Few public events or celebrations go on without it, and in no other country has the instrument reached the status of a national symbol. This instrument is an element of national identity and a tool for art and creativity. Scholars have not established the precise location and time of origin of the marimba. According to Sergio Pellicer, there is strong evidence of the African origin of the marimba. The word marimba is related to some words in Bantu languages of Central and Southern Africa. The names for xylophone in Bantu-speaking Africa include marimba, timbila, and amadimba. Additionally, the Mexican and Central American marimba has individual resonating chambers under each key. This feature is observed in xylophones throughout the region south of the Sahara, from Senegal to Mozambique. African slaves brought xylophones and other instruments to the Americas in the colonial period. The indigenous people of Guatemala adapted their musical concepts to the possibilities presented by the African xylophone. Natives used materials readily available in their land to construct their own version of the xylophone, and the instrument evolved structurally. Around 1680, arc marimbas were widespread in rural areas, and such instruments resembled the choppy timbila from Mozambique. By the 18th century, the marimba sencilla became widespread throughout Guatemala, the south of Mexico, and the rest of Central America. This form of marimba had a major scale, bamboo or calabash resonators, and legs. According to William T. Brigham, the marimba sencilla with wood resonators was well established in Guatemala in the 19th century. In 1894, Sebastián Hurtado and Julián Paniagua created the double key or chromatic marimba in the city of Quetzaltenango. Paniagua came with the idea of adding a second row of keys so that the tonalities could be switched easily. The chromatic keyboard meant that musicians could create classical and semi-classical repertoires of ballroom music. This showed that the existence of the marimba was not exclusive to rural areas anymore, as urban marimba player mestizos perpetuated the folk tradition of marimba music. At the turn of the 20th century, the chromatic marimba became part of the Guatemalan orchestras. Urban musicians started to play European songs, Latin dances, and classic works available in reduced chord versions for the piano. The chromatic marimba, with its diverse repertoire, became an urban phenomenon, and iconic songs such as Luna de Xelajú and Noche de Luna entre Ruinas were created to represent the essence of the Guatemalan culture. Noche de Luna entre Ruinas is one of my favorite songs because it makes me feel nostalgic and it sounds amazing. So let's listen to it. This song by Mariano Valverde is about an earthquake that happened in Guatemala more than 100 years ago. So at the time, houses and buildings were left in ruins, and the melancholic tones of the song reflect feelings of sadness and loneliness. This song also creates an image of the author walking in a destroyed city under the moonlight. This piece symbolizes a historic event, and it shows how through art the marimba can evoke feelings and talk about the past of a nation. Now, the marimba is not an instrument that is exclusive to Guatemala, but from personal experience, I can tell you that if you go to Guatemala, you can hear it basically anywhere. And it is quite evident that the marimba is an artifact that reflects the complex history of a place such as Guatemala, because it was influenced by Mayan, African, and European cultures. The marimba is a multicultural phenomenon, and it reflects the intertwining of the elements of three different continents, thus showing the complexity of the Guatemalan cultural essence. Africans originated the instrument and the word marimba. Europeans introduced the scale of 12 tones that assigns a name and a tone to each of the keys. The natives popularized the instrument and created their own marimba, with materials found only in Guatemala, like the hormigo wood. Mestizos changed some parts and created the double key marimba, allowing for the creation of a wide range of music styles and songs, as you heard the two songs in this podcast. All of these groups, these ethnic groups, converged in the region today known as Guatemala, and with time, the marimba became an element of collective identity that reflects the complex social relations in the history of my country, Guatemala. So if we think about the implications of this case study to the region, I will say that it is very important for us to acknowledge that the cultural heritage, not only in Guatemala, but in Latin America, is the result of the mixing of cultural elements from Africa, the Americas, and Europe. And oftentimes, I think that we do not acknowledge the African heritage that the region has. So that's why I wanted to emphasize with this project, I wanted to think about the African origin of the culture in this region, because it's often disregarded. So yeah, that's pretty much it, and thank you for your attention.